This is a Soulfire production.
Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome to the show. I'm so excited to be with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. This is going to be a juicy one. You know, we started off this series with a whole bunch of conversations around Taylor Swift and Madonna and talking about aliens and crystals and all of the things that I love to talk about besides business, branding, leadership, and scaling and all the things business. But I really did want to kind of take a beat today. You know, there's been so much momentum around the launch of the new business. I recently sold my business, Simply Be Agency, and within a matter of a couple of weeks, turned around and launched my third business, jessicazweig.com, where I'm offering VIP coaching programs and one-to-one coaching containers and retreats across the world to really take women deeper into this convergence of business, branding, and spirituality in my own unique way. And, you know, someone was like, you just sold your business. A lot of people were like, you just sold your business, Jessica. Aren't you going to like take a beat? And the truth is, I have been longing and calling to not only do what I'm doing now, but just simply have this conversation for years about the blending of business, unapologetic success, impact, making money, making millions, doing what you are meant to do in the world in this 3D reality, while also being a quantum light body and having deep divine connection to source and knowing that this 3D reality is only one version of reality, that there are multidimensional realities that we get to dance and flow and co-create within and between. And the more we connect to those higher realms and aspects and bring them down into the 3D, the more limitlessness we can truly create. And that understanding of like knowing how this whole game works, because it is game, has been burning inside my soul for so many years. It was like, how could I wait one more day? How could I actually put this next business off and sit back and chill? I am a hustler. I'm a spiritual hustler, but I'm always going to be a hustler. And it was actually my publicist, shout out to Tanya, who's been helping me with my book that I'm going to actually be sharing all about this week. You want to stay tuned for another bonus episode coming out on Thursday, where I'm going to be sharing all about the book, the full details, how I wrote it and what it's all about and how you can get it and all the things. But she was the one. Like a year ago, we were taking like an initial meeting and she was the one, I got to give her credit. She looked at me and she was like, Jessica, you're like a spiritual hustler. When I think of you, that's what I think of. She gave me the term and I took it and I obviously ran with it. Hello, welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. But it was really an activation and a reflection of what I am bringing together. And this idea that we can hustle from a place of love versus fear, that we can hustle for meaning versus money, how we can hustle not from survival, but for thriving, for not just our thriving, but humanity's thriving. When we put our effort toward making money that makes a difference, that impacts more than just our own bank accounts, but the earth and the souls and well-being of everyone else around us, it's a completely different vibration. And it serves our souls and our fulfillment and well-being and sense of peace and joy and bliss and pleasure in return so much more. So that's the impetus of this show. And I love this philosophy of the spiritual hustler so much, the manifesto, if you will, of the spiritual hustler so much that I made some swag. Maybe you've seen it on Instagram, but I've got these beautiful, cozy, delicious sweatshirts. They're this beautiful taupe color. They have white font. They go with everything. On the back, it says hustle for meaning, love, thriving, and healing. On the sleeve, it has the full Spiritual Hustler Manifesto. On the front, it has the Spiritual Hustler logo. They're $55, but I am doing a giveaway of these sweatshirts. I've also got beanies, black and white beanies that say Spiritual Hustler with gold lettering. They're $25. And I'm giving away a set of a sweatshirt and a beanie. If you leave a review on this podcast, just screenshot it, send it to me on Instagram. I'm at Jessica Zweig. Come say hi, send me a DM. I'm very active in my own account. No one else manages it for me for now. And I'll choose a winner once a month and send you guys some swag. So I want the spiritual hustlers to be rocking the swag to show up in the world and spread this message, because it is so much bigger than a reflection my publicist gave me. It's really a movement that I am not only creating, but I'm truly a part of, and I'm a student to it as much as I am a teacher. And the reason why I say that is because I hustled from a vibration of so much scarcity, of so much survival for money and from fear for a very long time. And I remember there was this one quarter, I think it was 2022. Yeah, my shit year, my hardest year of my life that I've talked about often. And it was at the end of Q2. And I don't know if you're familiar with, you know, the way many of you are, obviously businesses run. It's like Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. Then there's H1 and there's H2. I actually write about this a lot in my new book about how we're really running our lives on these old Gregorian calendar systems that were made up and written by like men in the 1500s. And everything is supposed to work in straight lines and linear time and structures that were man-made. And nothing against men. It's just not, it's not entirely real. And yet we base our entire lives around these calendars, especially as business women and business people. You know, we've got to hit the goals. We're looking at spreadsheets and profit and loss statements and going against H1 to H2 targets. And it was the end of Q2. And it was at the end of H1. You can follow me here. That's the first 6 months of the year. It was turning on July 1st. We're heading into the second half of the year, into Q3. And we had these really aggressive goals for H1. And it kind of all came down to June, the final month of Q2 that year. And me and my salesperson, we were just trying to close all of these contracts just to get the numbers in so that the spreadsheet would say the number, the percentage to goal that we reached. That was really all I cared about. I was hustling from this place of survival as well, because I had a big ass payroll and I was wanting to get that profitability in and make some extra cash so that it didn't all go out. Because when you have a big team, you know, margins can get tight. At least it was in my business. And I was also hustling from this place of my own survival and scarcity and wanting to just hit the numbers to hit the numbers. And I remember it was the final few days of that quarter. And I was pushing, getting people to, you know, get on these calls, give me the verbal yes, send them the SOW, make sure they sign it. They had questions. I don't care. I'll talk to you at 9 o'clock at night. If, you know, 10 o'clock at night, if you're on the West Coast, like, I will make the time so that we get the money in, and I will burn myself morning and night to do it until June 30th at midnight. And guess what? I did it and we hit our goals. At least I thought. Now, I had a really amazing strategic COO at the time who is exceptionally pragmatic and realistic and very good for my dreamy, idealistic, visionary mindset. We made a great team, not knocking her as a person at all in this description, but she was really a bubble burster. We used to call her a seaguller. She'd come into a meeting and we'd all have these great, exciting ideas. And then she would shit truth onto it and then fly away. That was what we called her. She called herself that. And I give her so much credit for helping me become a better CEO through the years I worked with her. But it was in that conversation when we hit the goals, we were talking about it on Monday. And because some of these contracts weren't starting, even though we signed them in June, they weren't starting until, say, August. She was like, yeah, those don't count towards your goal. You didn't make it 110% of your goal. You actually made it 85% of your goal based on the way this is going to get amortized. And the way she said it, and just the fact that she said it in the first place, something in me that day died. I've never really talked about that day. Something in the bubble bursting of knowing my effort was for what? For what? My ego. My own pride. My own false sense of safety. And it wasn't until I started to really truly heal my body, when I started working with the medicine MDMA and working with incredible healers and restoring my mineralization in my body, eating meat, creating more access to nature, slowing down, playing, picking up arts and crafts, ecstatic dance on the weekends, joy for joy's sake, all of the things that I've talked about throughout this show and the practices I imparted in the last, you know, almost 2 years of my life, that I did unhook from that toxic hustle. And my life not only changed dramatically, I didn't only heal my body, I healed my relationships. I found a new city. I bought land. I'm building a house in the woods. I sold my business. I created more true sisterhood in my life. It was also the ease in which I was able to make money and manifest effortlessly that was the biggest revelation of them all. Because I like being successful. Who doesn't? We all want to thrive and prosper. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's a beautiful thing. We were born to be prosperous and free and sovereign and joyful. And having the means to live a life to look like what we want it to is our birthright. It's what we came here for. And so that revelation really now sits at the cornerstone of what I'm teaching, of what I'm offering, and why I say I am the student and the teacher. When we really truly unhook from this man-made game and root back down into our bodies, heal our bodies, it all starts there. Grounding, connecting to Gaia, really truly resting. There is so much abundance and possibility beyond what we could have ever gotten in the gripping that is available to us. I'm hosting my next retreat in January of 2025. Okay, it's coming up in Riviera Maya, Mexico, at Aterio Resort. It's like this 6-star incredible resort in January 26th through 30th. This will be my third one. And retreats are my favorite thing I've ever done. And I will always do them. And I can't wait to do another one. I took a break in 24 because I'm launching a book, but I did two in 2023. I did one in Nashville and I did one in Santa Fe. And these Claim Your Light sisters, because that's really what they are. You walk in one day as a stranger. On day one, you're a little nervous. You don't know anybody who's there. You've sort of taken this big leap on yourself. And 5 days later, you're a tribe for life. It is the most beautiful thing about my retreats. And then, of course, I teach business branding, leadership. We have all of these incredible spiritual people come in and teach and workshop and activate. It's amazing. The point is, when I first decided to do my retreats, I was in my backyard in Nashville and I was really truly coming through the other side of my burnout, and I was really starting to heal and tap into this frequency of rootedness and joy and groundedness into Gaia and trusting, allowing life, playing more, being in my bliss, like making that all a practice, also practicing boredom and rest and sleeping a lot better. All of my systems started to get into alignment, right? And I got this download in my backyard. I was letting my dogs out to go to the bathroom. They were running around and I just looked up at the sky and I got this ping and it was like, host a retreat. You need to host a retreat. Do it for your own joy because you love being in community with women. I love producing very white glove, high scale, like amazing events. I'm all about the details. And I really wanted to take all of this mastery and expertise that I've built over the years in marketing and branding and business and leadership and teach it in an intimate container. So it just got really clear, like, yes, this is going to serve your soul as much as it's going to serve the women who are going to come in for it. And I was like, okay, what would I charge for it? You know, most retreats are like 3,000 to 4,000 to 5,000. And I like sat with that number in my mind. And I was like, I feel like that's not going to cover the expenses of this event that I want to host. I want it to be at a high-end location. I want it to be like a flawless 5-star experience, every stretch of the imagination. So then I raised the price in my mind to like 10. And I still didn't feel enough. I'm like, this is going to take me 8 months to produce. I've got to hire a team. I've got to like put a ton of hours into producing not just the content, but the 5 days itself. It's going to be a production. I want to fly in my yoga teacher from Costa Rica. I started to put the math together, not in my head, but in my body. I just kept feeling into it. And then I thought, what if I charge $15,000 for it? And my body started to relax. And I thought to myself, yes, that feels right. That feels in alignment. That feels abundant. And although it was higher than I had maybe originally thought it was going to land on, that number, I trusted it anyway, and I put it out into the market. By the market, I mean, I did an Instagram story about it. I got a couple hundred people to sign up on a wait list, and I sold the whole thing out in a month. And I really discovered in that moment that that's how the game is meant to be played. It's about safety in the body. It's about trusting. It's about allowing. It's about knowing your worth too. And attuning to this deep place of service and clarity, knowing that what it's going to fill your soul is equally as important to what's going to fill the souls of the people around you. And that is really the lesson I took with me as I started to build this whole new business. And what I'm really, really here to teach women, and what I'm really here to teach the world. We have got it so backwards. Yeah, we're hustling. There's nothing wrong with that. But most of us are not spiritually hustling. Most of us are hustling for money. I did that forever. And today I'm only here to hustle for meaning. I'm only hustling for right, divinely aligned clients, opportunities, relationships, podcasts, friendships, expansive connections across the world. Like, it's all got to be for love, not from fear. And many of us are operating from that place unconsciously, and there's nothing wrong with that. I too did that for so long. And like I have said, I created a lot of amazing, successful things from that place, but I suffered, and it led me to a place that was really scary. And there's a new and better way to hustle, to spiritually hustle. And so I hope today's episode really walked you through what that can look like for you. Hopefully you saw pieces of yourself in my story, because I know that I am not alone in unhooking from this man-made matrix and the desire to feel more at peace in creating our success. They don't cancel each other out. In fact, they amplify one another. So if you're interested in getting a Spiritual Hustler sweatshirt and a black and white beanie, don't forget to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, screenshot that, send it to me over in DM, and you might just get a chance to win. If you're at all interested in learning about my next Claim Your Light retreat, please head on over to jessicazweig.com/retreat. I'll leave the link in the show notes. You can go learn all about what's happening in 2025 at Atterio. We're calling in the most amazing women. There's really no way to describe these retreats. Honestly, you guys, a podcast, a sales page, it just can't ever do it justice. We try, but just know that these experiences are priceless. I love you all so much. Thank you for being here on this episode with me today, talking all about how the Spiritual Hustler was born. And hopefully there is something rebirthing in you by being here. And I'm so grateful that you are. So have a beautiful rest of your week, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler podcast.